Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're in Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Dalet, dealing with Moses Binyan putting in temporary like doors and windows and things. Is that called adding to a Binyan? Nafas Boina. Let's see. Dalet. Delas Asri Miluach Echad. Let's say the door is made out of one plank of wood, or there's no bottom doorstep or whatever. So the way you open it, there's no door frame. Or you open it, you just pull it out and you stick it on the side. Ain oilin ba affiliation with seer. Then you can't go ahead and close it up, even if it has a tzir. Not that it's on a tzir, but it's even if it's nicker, that it's technically a door. But al kol panim, it looks like you're making a pesach, and it's not good. As the Rav Mishmur explains, it's only this tartulereisa. One is luach echad, so it looks like you're adding a piece of the wall. And there's no escopa. There's no door frame. So it looks like you're just sticking a piece of the wall up. However, the Chayyim are making, if it's a normal door, like I said before, everyone knows and sees it's your front door. Then even if you did that, that would be okay. But if you have a door which is made out of, you know, old time doors are made out of like, you know, slats of wood. If you completely take it out, if it has a scoop, you lock it up with a bunch of beams of wood. You see there's a hole where you stick the crochet, it's a kavua hole. Shedina kedeles, then that's a kavua door. Ho, v'ein al luach echad, b'chol delas, it's not one luach, it's not one thing, it's obviously a door, because when you want to, you know, block up a hole in the wall, so you don't use, you know, you just put one piece of wood. If you're making a door, doors usually look different. This is enough for it to look different. Shira, teva, umingo. Now we're getting into the halachos. Now we're moving over to the halachos of kelim, binyan seer kelim, about doors by kelim. Shira, teva, umingo, shepischeya min atzad. That they have a little, like say, like a small or kodesh, things like that. That the door, little cabinet, the door opens from the side. Yesh lahem shnei tzirim, echel lamala v'echel lamata, and it has two. The tzir we were talking about is not the regular hinge. Sometimes these small cabinets have the same thing, of the like IKEA things, whatever, where you have like a little peg on the top and bottom of the door, of the little door, and it sticks into the thing. If it comes out, you can't put it back in because maybe you're Yitaka. Now we're going to see in Sifav, talks about a bit more of the fact that there's an Isser binyan on Kalin. There is an Isser if you are Tokeya it. If you go ahead and you stick it in very strong and it doesn't come apart, then there is an Isser of binyan. And your kosh is here that maybe Yitaka, you're going to stick it in very chazak and be over this in the Raisa. But in Yotza Miksasa, if it's coming out a little bit, docho asherach zero lumkomo, then you could just, you know, knock it back in place. Since the top is still in place, it's not, you know, completely binyan. Since the top was in place, it's easy to put the bottom one in. You're not worried you're going to shove it in very hard. If the top's not in, even if the bottom you can push it a bit, you might want to shove it. It's still like zero shove it, yitaka, that you're going to go ahead and force it in permanently.
Talking about
that,
that's talking about the bottom one is still fully in.
Or no, it's also coming out a little bit, and you want to get the little. You can say, "Oh, I can get the top one. I don't know, but I can get the little one right back in."
We're always talking about the bottom one.
Yeah, talking about the bottom one, right? Mita shoprakim. If you have a bed which comes apart, and also lapzira ulahatka. Right, you can't go ahead and put it back and just hatka. You stick it in that it doesn't fall apart. I mean, it could be taka chayav kata. So I don't know if they have these like cots and different things. They have like a lot of them. They have a metal button that you connect. That could be a problem. That lachar is the same problem because it doesn't come apart unless you do something to it. So then you talk of chayv chatas, and if you did it, it's chayv chatas. Ve'im he barbili yosefuya, and if the derech is you stick it in, it comes apart easily. Mutil chachila, then that's okay. Luvash lo yahadik, as long as you don't stick it in really hard. But if you just stick it in simply, then that would be. That would be okay.
So let's just pause a second. Pack and plays, which some of us are grandparents and some of us have little kids. If you have your grandchild coming and your pack and play is not fully open, the only way you can make the pack and play function is by clicking the little things and they lock in.
But it's not completely apart. It's in a frame.
It's
completely in pieces. There's fabric on that, which right. It's connected to the fabric. That's a shiloh of fixing it, maybe makabapatish, maybe sure, oil. Exactly. I don't know if it's a shiloh of binyan.
Maybe makabapatish?
And maybe makabapatish. I'm not sure. I think we'll have to get into that, but this is some of the promotion pieces. If you have a coast that comes apart, that you put together. Because it's not the same type. It's not like you're using a bed. A bed has to be strong. Just a cup. So you're putting it together. It's not going to be a very strong chibur. It's not the derech to make it like it's a very strong.
The cups that came apart usually were
the top of the stand.
Right. So you're putting the stand into the bottom of the cup. You're
It's not the derech to go ahead and to make it to make it something like. Very strong. Right. Some say it's no difference, and you're still creating the kli.
You remember the travel cups where they collapse? Yeah. The collapsible cups?
Yeah.
Right? So those are all connected. Some of you could do that on Shabbos or not.
Right. Look, I mean, that's right? Fine.
But if the pieces were all separate and you had to put it together, that would be...
That would be the machlokes here.
If it's rafui,
the derech is just, like it's screwed in or something. Abba the acha rafui also. So something is a derech that's screwed in, even though you are not screwing it. So classic cases of broom handle and a broom head, right? So it came off. So it's mamish also to go ahead and screw the broom head onto the broom handle. That's the shadows of Mr. Doraisa, that's not a shasa. Because you just want to sweep the floor, it has to be in well. But let's say sometimes it slips out, whatever. You say, listen, I just need it for a bit. I'm not going to screw it in. I'm just going to stick it in a bit to go ahead and to sweep the floor just a little bit. So that's still asr. Akshav Rafu, if it's a derech to do the broom, is to put it in tightly, and therefore, therefore the Chavim said that even if you put it in Rafu, it's asr. If you have a beam which broke, you can go ahead and you can, if you have like pieces of your bed, you have long sticks, whatever, broomstick, let's say, whatever, you're allowed to hold it up. Let's say it's collapsing the ceiling or whatever, you're allowed to stick something underneath to hold it up. They're a clean. You can't do it so you push it back up and, to the ceiling, let's say, thinking, how do they bite it? That's bite it. And the condition will tear it, so if you just put it there to support it gently so it doesn't completely fall down. It's like you shoved it in so, tightly that you can't move it, but it has to be, it's balanced enough that you can take it out easily, but it's balanced, it's okay. Also, but if you went ahead and you have to forcibly put it in there and it's tight in, that would be also. Even I guess if you were able to take it out by force, but the point is you can take it out easily, not by force. Sasva Shanishma Echem Iraglav, a bench or a chair where one of the legs came out, also Lavzir and Koimoi, it's also to go ahead and to stick it back in. That we discussed before, to go ahead and to take, say, half the bench, the legs are off, and we'll leave it on a different bench. Where it was about the muksa, but also the Rav says also it's usher, unless it was done before Shabbos and uses that, it's also to do on Shabbos. The Kea Eitz Be'Eitz, let's say you have two, I used to have when a kid, they have these like wooden models, wooden puzzle model, like an animal or a ship, something like that. So sticking an Eitz Be'Eitz, like putting it into a star, make sure you talk about a masmer. Whether you use a screw or you put a nail, make sure you talk about Eitz Atzmo ad Shinisach until it becomes one piece. Raise the Toldos Boinen. That is a Toldos of Boinen. Now we're not talking about, like I said, with the model, we'll get into something. That's Binyan Arise. This is Shiloh by Legos and all these things.
Tinker toys,
all these things. Lincoln Logs. they just bound. Capital obviously doesn't.
Tinker toys is the biggest problem of them.
Yeah. So.
Excellent. Or what was
Legos.
That?
The whole discussion about
Erector sets.
Erector sets is screwed. Right. Yeah. But the
Alpha White. So Erector sets is boner?
For sure.
That one is boner. Yeah. Could use it as a screw. But let's say Legos. Legos was a classic Shiloh. Tinker toys, yeah. But so the seems to me as a machloikis. Some say Legos. Mamash also. Mm-hmm. I actually asked about your kids for the Baal Kofanim, but I think Rishon Zalman said that since it's a derech to take it apart, that the derech is you want to build it and take it apart. Now, a lot of time they have these like fancy Legos of like the models of the Empire State Building.
So you're talking about Duplo Legos, which are the larger Legos. No, which are the larger Legos which you use to take and play apart. Then there are these Lego sets, which are much, much smaller, which you usually build one single time and generally do not take it apart.
Right, that's what
so
that's...
So you have two very, very different, distinct types of
Legos. How about, let's say, the old Lego sets.
The old Duplo Legos.
The stack, you build a wall, you build this, it's there to take it apart. Playmobil, I guess sort of depends on, obviously building
Playmobil is you build it and then you play with it, you don't take it apart.
Oh, it depends on your kids.
That's true also. Yeah. But generally, you don't take it apart.
Right.
So Tinker Toys, you always take it apart.
You always take it apart, but the problem that the Poskim had with Tinker Toys is it's etz la'etz.
Etz
la'etz. And it's mamash chiva. So a lot of the Poskim say, I don't think I ever saw a Pesach say that Tinker Toys were mutter.
Why would it be different from
Lego? No, but
because it's not etz la'etz.
What's
it?
It's
not called Moisef Binyan because, if you go ahead and you start digging holes or making little mounds of dirt, that's also an issue of Binyan. So that's not called Moisef Binyan until you're starting to build. Vadshe Yishane, we used to do it, the Shino, Shilo Yizve, Lo Vasal, Lo Vakupa, El Vashulay, Kupa, you can't do it with the dirt. I guess it was also normal to start building something by putting straw down to dry up the land. I don't know what
it was. No, that's exactly how they did it.
So
they made wet mud with straw and you caked it in and that became
your foundation,
your cement.
Right. So, you flip the barrel, you put the tevet over here. Beyond also, you can't put it down beyond because that's over the hole.
I don't understand this here.
They would put this obviously if you want to build a hut, right? Not a real house, but a hut. They would take straw and put it on the ground to make the they stick it out or whatever they would do to dry. It would dry out the mud, make the mud stable.
They would mix the straw with the mud. It was a mixture of straw and mud.
So they
and then
they would
place
they
a
would
mold
spread out
around
so,
it and they'd let it dry.
So they would,
and that became the foundation for most huts. To be raised up.
Right. So they. So the thing is that all the Shulchan Aruch are saying is that you can't. You're allowed to put straw to dry it. You don't say that's not Moshe Binyan. Obviously, the Kavanah was for that. But the only problem is it looks like it. So therefore, you have to do it with the Shino to show it's not looking like it. So therefore, you can't put it down the regular way they do for Binyan with a proper kli because that would be Uvda the Chol. And then the Isser Stam, you should understand, the Isser Uvda the Chol, which is going to come up often, more often, is that if you do something which is efficient, that's why some places can understand it, it's efficient, and it's very efficient, and it's going to feel like Chol, Yom Chol, you're going to come to Malachos, so you're going to make mistakes. Shinya Dalet was rough one to start. Okay. Ain binyan the steer of a keli. Well, there's no binyan the steer of a keli, pasuk reiselo, that by actual keli, like you're not talking before, you're sticking two pieces of wood together. This is talking about an actual a kli. So let's see what it says. Hadi mili she'ena binyan mamish. You're not talking about where you're you know, we had before in the last simon about putting together our closet. Yeah. He's got a chavis. We're talking about buying a chavis or a container that we're going to have to start getting into, you know, cans and all these things. Hagah. She'eno mahzekis abarim sa. Obviously, we're not talking about a case of a kli which is not mahzek abarim sa. A fridge would be considered a kli mahzek abarim sa. A big fridge is mahzek abarim sa. So that would be binyan stira by a fridge, maybe. Shenishbara medibik shvareha mazefis. And we're talking about a chavis which was broken, and you glued it back. What's the zefes? Wasn't, you know, it's glued lightly. Yahu shavra likach mashu b'soicha. In that case, you're allowed to smash it open, and you know, break open apart to take out the stuff inside.
But you're not allowed to glue it together on Shabbos.
No, definitely not. But if it's a weak keli that opens very easily, breaks apart or whatever, So then that's mutter to break it open. Eventually, chavin the nakva nekev yafa. The problem is if you go ahead and try to make an opening, shiye la pesach. You want to reuse the kli, so you make an opening to take stuff in, put stuff in, out and in. You can't have a metake mother, because then it's not binyan, it's tikkun mother. That's tikkun. That's makor patish. But if it's shlema, but if it's a whole chavis. Also, the shavra feel of binyan she'ena as a kli. It's also to go ahead and smash it to pieces, even if you don't make a kli out of it, because that's stira. And in that case, it's still it's derabbanan. It's usher. Even the grua seems to be neiter. The Mishnah brings the grua is neiter that there isn't. It has to be through the shvira that you actually make something out of it, because if you make something out of it, that's called makabah patich. With binyan bekelim, just on as we're showing him about from the Rashi places, about binyan bekelim, Rashi says it's always, there's no isser of binyan bekelim, it's always an isser of makabah patich, of tikkun maneh. Tosfos says, no, there is binyan, there is such a thing as binyan. It's just understand that this simin is going to be a lot of overlap between machlo patish and binyan, whatever the issue is going to be. The feel nekev ba'alma also linkroy go mechadash. Even if it had a hole, you can't make it, you know, remake the hole. Feel yesh ba'nekev chadash. Even if a new hole, ilah harkivo also. If you want to open it more, it's also.
So what can you do?
By a hole, a whole
chavis? If you have at least one hole, you can't make that existing hole bigger. The only thing you can do is make a new hole?
No, you can't make it.
So what can you do?
Well, for a whole chavis, something you can do. I don't know. You can't break it open.
Where does Ein Binyan Mestir B'Kelim come true?
No, when you have a hole, I have a whole kli.
Yes.
Right? And so therefore, so you're allowed, and you go ahead and you smash it open, it's beautiful, focus, but you smash it open, and you make it, you want to where it's mutter or where it's also?
Where is it mutter?
It's mutter to go ahead, if you go ahead and you, it seems to be the hard to say, if you make a hole which is not a permanent hole, you just sort of, it has to be targeted to Terusa, that you can't, it's complicated that you can't go ahead and make something which is hachlis lahotzi. Why smashing it open completely is an issue. You know, I think because this sif, it happens to be a very complicated, very negative sif. At the end of here, I think we'll pick it up tomorrow, because this is going to get into we'll touch upon opening cans and packages and all these things. It's very nogia shayla, and we have to understand it, you know, very clear. So we'll.
So we only have to get
half of all. Yeah, half of all. I think I'll go over it a little bit. This is the kuda. Well, we'll get back to this kuda. Let me finish the sif. Hagav avachi is kavin l'kach, and also it's only if you're trying to kavana to go ahead and make a proper Pesach. If your kavana is to just, you know, tear it open, rip, you know, just make a hole to get stuff out, then that's going to be also. What the Gemara says is that it's only a problem if you go ahead and you make it without kavanah to make some sort of clear or something like that. However, the thing is, one second. I'm not sure. I have to try to understand exactly why smashing it open.
So we have different levels of kelim. We have a keli, let's just say, like a bag of potato chips.
Right. Okay. We're gonna get to that.
No, but it's like yeah. Then you have
in a phrase. You can't make any hole, not a new one, not
a right. And the hole,
but
the whole
if you not, if you don't care about the hole, then it's okay. Then it's, that's it, where ending is.
Right. That seems to be what it is. But it's the cool. I'm not fine. I'm stuck on the. Shabbos. But if you put it in and out before Shabbos, because then you're making a new hole. The oisah nekev u'pesach u'chavis, that you're making an opening for a chavis. And there, that's an issue. That's awesome. If you have a kli which is breaking apart, if you allow to take a piece of the cheres to go ahead, ayin la'el shepes, that's over there. Now, this is just so far. So we'll discuss a little bit about the opening packages and stuff and whatever. Chazanish really got into this, and a lot of us, so it's based on Chazanish, opening cans, it wasn't bags of potato chips. He held that opening, that there's no stira by opening something which you're going to throw out. The problem is that if you're going to go ahead and you open something you want to reuse, that's going to be a problem. But if you open something which you're going to throw out right away, that's not called making a pesach, and therefore that's not stira, and that will be mutter under certain tanaim. And the chazanish, I think it's a mahalik. The chazanish held you have to go ahead and you have to break it completely,
right?
Or make a hole in the bottom of the can.
So there can't be a keli.
Yeah, but big enough to possible from a kli which is machis or motzi, that it has to be a little teeny pinprick, but it has to be big enough that water can go, silicone can go into it also. And then that would go ahead and master to go ahead and open it up. Shabbos Hanukkah, I think, was more makel that you don't. So if you throw it out right away, you don't necessarily have to. By soda cans, there's a problem with machatech. Also, by opening in that right spot, there might be a problem with machatech.
In the poskim, I remember reading, if I just don't mention it, there's two types of ways of making these types of kelim. One is the whole keli is made, and then you open the actual keli. The other one is where you have two pieces. You have
That's later in the simon. This is again to whole packages. Opening back, obviously, when it comes to writing, there's a shayla of the chika. Although I think Ravadi Yosef was makel when it comes to Hill, Don't Shane, and Miskaven, and whatever, but I'll put in, a lot of people are Mathmir, most people are Mathmir, that you should, when you open the thing with bags of potato chips and things like that, some say it's not even a real plea, because you're not planning to reuse it, and that's even less than a can, than a can, and some say it's completely motivated to open the top and whatever. It's still better, I mean, if it has a you should destroy it, even you open it, you have to destroy it. So you slice it down the side by like say popsicle wrappers and things like that. It's not even a kli really. That's just like peeling it. It's opening. It's not. That's nothing. There is a discussion by Shmukim they have here in this country, which when you break it in half, you're making two keli because the plastic is hard enough that it holds the ice. So that's making a kli. That's tikkun, that would be tikkun mara. And some places you are mako, I don't know, but I know that...
It's a type of icy pop
that comes with two sections. The center of the icy pop is something that you break apart. and then you have two icy pops, but they're sitting in a very durable plastic type of apparatus that holds the icy pop.
Oh. It's not just like a wrapper. It's an actual.
It's a little bit more chashuv.
Yeah. We're over time.
Yeah. We're actually 25 minutes, but we could. Right. You
know, yeah. Let me just. Is there any other nakuda about the kalim? I think that's. I mean, listen. Obviously, you can get into the.
Industrial
reams.
No, rice sacks. These rice sacks and these sugar sacks. Where you pull out a thread, that's a problem.
That opens a Pesach, right? It opens a good Pesach, and it is the opening pill things, you know, is that chara is okay. Listen, the problem is always words printed on the other side. But if you open pot, if it is, and you pop it open, that's not making the kli because you're not reusable. So that's a general kivun when it comes to opening packages and I have to get into a few of the kudos about being the Siri Kalim tomorrow, whatever.
Shkoyach.